Yo, hey everyone, it is Friday. What's up? April 19th, 2024. Welcome to Midwest Super Pixel Pros live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. Thank you for joining us to end your week right with game time. I'm Dale, joined by Mr. Paul.
Mister.
It's Mister Paul Kunielka. Here we go.
He goes that way.
Yeah. And that person doing a cameo in the background is the one, the only, producer Katie.
I thought you were introducing
yours is off too.
Oh, whoops.
Hold on.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, no.
You help me, I help you.
I swear I checked yours before we started, but there we go. Boom, look at that. Pro.
Perfect.
Yes, welcome to Midwest Super Pixel Pros.
Yeah.
This is how we roll.
Yeah. This is how... Hey, it's Friday. It's laid-back Friday, right? Yep. Laid-back Friday. We got a returning special guest. He is a former Ultimate Pixel Pro champion, and he'll be competing for the gold, for my championship gold here. I'll be defending in the end of the show in a double bubble toil and trouble elimination tournament of Tekken 8. Welcome back, Mr. Chris Ho Diddy Hoppert.
That's me. Oh, yeah. My gosh, my hair is short. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, hey, it's shades day for.
I get. Well, you have it so bright in here. I can't.
Hey, we
need to change the background too, because black is always fuzzy.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Why is yours the only one that is clean?
Because I'm so fresh and so clean.
The lights are just right. The skin.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
The skin complexion is just the perfect.
Yeah. Haven't seen sun in months. It's perfect.
That's right. Caspering it up here, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Wait till I put the shorts on. I'll blind everybody.
Yes.
Oh, my God. With my chicken legs.
Really quickly, just because we were just saying this right before the show started, but there's a movie coming out, Borderlands.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the video game, right?
Yep. Okay. Movie in the works.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I heard doesn't look very good.
No?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
But I don't know. That's what I heard. I haven't seen it yet.
We were also talking about... I haven't seen yet. The first few episodes just dropped on Amazon Prime Video. Live action series on Fallout.
The whole thing dropped.
Or the whole thing is out now. Yep. Okay. I've heard people are saying it's actually pretty good from what I'm hearing.
I've heard that too. Yeah. I've heard
good. Finally, something to watch. I've been really kind of struggling lately.
There you go. It's all out the whole season. I played so much Fallout 3. I loved it. I did everything in that game. I have 4 and 76, but I'm just like, these are all like 100, 150 hour games. I don't know if I want to start these.
Well, they're coming out with a PS5 version of Fallout 4. So when that comes out again, I think it's next week, I'll probably start playing it again. But I got so many other games, so who knows?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, other news also hitting lately. The Fallout game, this Fallout TV show has reignited interest in past games. The Steam player counts have like almost tripled to quadrupled for all the past legacy games. Fallout 4 and 76 tripled the player counts last weekend. Even legacy titles like Fallout New Vegas and Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition saw huge, huge jumps compared to what they were previously. Chris, I brought this up. This is about a week old news, but like you sent me the trailer. I figured we'd bring it up here now since you're a big MK fan. We played MK on the show with you before.
Yep.
The trailer, and he's out now for the latest DLC pass.
I think he just came out today. Yeah,
Ermac.
Yesterday. Yep. Yeah. I haven't tried him yet because he just came out.
Or as a lot of people like to refer to him as, is it the purple ninja or is that Rain?
Rain's the purple one.
Okay.
He's like the red one. I
thought Ermac was on the original roster.
I don't know. Like what? From like way back in the first.
Are you talking
one?
About MK1?
Like the new MK1?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in it now.
As part of the DLC. Pass.
Yeah, he's a DLC character. In the story mode, he's in it. But you don't get to play as him.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But he's able to. Yeah, you can play him in the season pass or whatever it is. Yeah.
Was Ermac one of your go tos in the previous games?
No.
Yeah, same. I think I play them every once in a while just to mix it up, but not like a go-to. But yeah, those are my news items to open up the show. We want to welcome you and join us. We're usually here on GFBS every other Friday at 2 p.m. And as we like to do every 2 or 3 months, we like to get a little silly and put a wager on the line in the form of the Ultimate Pixel Pro Championship. There you can see my awesomely evil dastardly mug is on there, which means I'm the champion.
Look at that.
I'm enjoying my second title reign. We'll see if I walk out of here with one successful title reign.
How many defenses have you had?
This one, none. My first, this will be my first title defense. My first title reign, I had one successful title defense.
Yeah.
So
Same.
Chris, I think you had 2 or 3 in yours.
No, I think I only had 1, and then Katie with that damn Mario Kart that just damn. Whooped me.
Katie smoked us.
Yeah. Smoked great memories. Us.
Oh, I'm still practicing.
I was like explaining it to people at work, and oh, did you? I was like, no. I was like, I came early. They were practicing. I knew I didn't have a chance. Because she was like 10 seconds ahead of everybody. It was just like, this is not going to happen.
Is it still in your rotation, Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think I was playing it regularly for like a month. I'm like, I got to get good at this. And then it just fell out. But if you guys got any comments and want to hear what you guys have to say about any of the topics or games we're playing, so comment in the live chat channels on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube. We want to hear what you guys have to say. Before we get rolling with the games, we got one sponsor we've got to give a shout-out to, and that's the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Barn Grill. They're both located in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Dine inside the Movie Memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, all kinds of great food items there. Or take your meal to go if you want to the movie you're attending. Mix it up from the standard popcorn fare. Some of this week's featured films are Civil War. Hey, I saw that last weekend. Shrek,
oh, you did?
Yeah, Shrek 2, 20th anniversary. They're re-releasing
it. Come on.
Yeah, 20th anniversary. The First Omen, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire, no relation, and so many more. You can find the complete listings online on their website, rivercinema15.com. You've seen the video behind me. They got luxury recliners at the River Cinema and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages and it's family-owned and operated, so you can't go wrong with either option, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. All right, Chris.
Me.
Today, we're going to be playing Tekken 8 for the title. Why don't you set it up for us here? One, why is Tekken one of your go-to fighting games? And two, we're not going to be playing the core Tekken game itself. We're playing the bonus game.
Oh, wait, for the belt?
No, just to start off the show. Not for the belt. Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe a little setup for why are there bonus games in Tekken? It's been a mainstay, right?
You didn't make another cock and balls trophy, did you?
Well, Monty is enjoying his prestigious, coveted Grandmaster Joe Montana Sports Talk Football 93 trophy, or as you heard, Paul has an alternate name for it.
Which, the CNB?
CNB.
Yeah, the CNB trophy that Paul...
CNB trophy?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
We're going to name it.
Yeah, it was a special, maybe a special one-off, like how it once a year trophy. Yeah.
It glows different colors.
Oh, now it's red.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it changes color. Make sure to see our last episode there for Monty and I duking it out in old school Genesis football games for the prestigious GFBS.
I did watch that.
Bowl
I didn't
trophy.
Realize it was for the cock and balls trophy.
Oh, you did see the last episode? Yeah.
I watched a little bit here and there, and yeah. I was like, Madden, what is this? What
Joe Montana football. Yeah, Monty's Joe Montana. Old school favorite game. Yeah, his favorite Genesis
see,
football.
If you, if I would have known it was for the CNB trophy, I would have paid more attention.
That's right.
CNB trophy.
CNB trophy.
Did you start saying that and just confuse people and just let them figure it out from now on?
I know Monty's coming in later today to do some sports show prep for tomorrow's...
do I only get to play?
Next week's Fork Sports Highway.
So that's only for Joe Montana? Like,
no, it's once a year. It could be a different game each year.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe sports related, maybe not. We shall see. But, Chris, how about another game that's famous for competition? Today's game, Tekken 8. This has been on your radar for a while.
Yep, since they announced it. I don't know. I've always liked Tekken games since the first game. I think it's like one of the first games I bought when like the first PlayStation came out, because Tekken 1 in the big... huge cases before
one of the big
CD cases.
One of the big pioneering 3D fighting games.
Right. One of the first ones, you know. I don't know. It was just super fun, and I've just stuck with it up to like 5. I don't think I really played 6 too much, or 7 I did, and then me and you would play Tekken Tag a lot.
We played a lot of Tekken Tag Tournament 2 on the PS3 online against each other.
Don't forget about Tekken 2, when it came out on the PlayStation, it had one of the best intros that any video game had. Like, the computer graphics that they made, like...
Yeah, that was the thing, too, yeah. It was, like...
The cutscenes.
Yeah, the cutscenes and everything for a fighting game, and when did that come out? 92? I don't even know.
And, like, the first several Tekken games, you just plow through the arcade game with each character just to see their short 20 to 30-second, victory, ending.
They get a little blurb. One guy throws another guy in a volcano.
Paul punching through a brick wall.
Yeah, that's his intro in this game.
Yeah, if you want to get caught up on your Tekken lore, look up like maybe Tekken 1 through 3 ending cinemas all together. It's probably like an hour long, but it's all types of craziness.
I think they have like a recap of all of the games up to this one So from 1 to 7, there's like a quick little blurb it goes through the story real quick.
Okay, let's really get into this just for a quick second, though, because there are a lot of things that really tick me off about Tekken.
Uh-oh.
Like, introducing panda bears.
Oh, yeah.
Panda. I love a fighting game where you can play as a panda bear. Cute, cuddly, lovable, huggable panda bear.
He eats your face off.
Good things. Yeah. Or the kangaroo.
And going into the kangaroo, the devil Kazuya, these things.
The devil?
Come on, man.
With the devil, you get wings too. Paul, I mean, come on.
Katie, if you could be an animal in a fighting game, which animal would you be?
Do I have more options? Or
I said any animal.
What's your favorite animal that you want to murder people with?
Yeah, what's your favorite animal you'd like to murder people with in a fighting game?
Koala.
Whoa.
Cute and cuddly, but it's not.
Oh, so it would lunge at people pretending like you're about to just be like, oh, koala, my face.
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
Maul the face off with a... Thinking this, you got to smear eucalyptus on your face to attract them, or what?
Yes.
I don't know. All right, there you go. Namco, make that into the game DLC. You heard it from Katie. All right, what minigame are we going to be playing?
I don't know, Dale. You tell me. You know more about it than I do.
What?
Tekken Ball? Yes.
Well,
I have not played this, so we'll see.
Well, it's
we'll see how this goes.
Well, all the Tekken games have always had a mini game in them in the past.
I know they've had bowling,
Tekken Force, which was like kind of like the version of shrinking down version of Streets of Rage, kind of.
Oh yeah.
And then Tekken Ball. This was last in Tekken 3. It's just pretty much Tekken volleyball. You kick a ball across a court at each other, and you just kick the other player to take off their life bar, or it'd be kind of like volleyball. You get it to kind of like just land an open part of their field to gain a point or take off more of their life bar. So
something like that.
Yeah. Pretty much like that. So I believe we got it set up to go on the character select screen. So we're ready whenever you are, Katie. There it is.
There it be.
Get some game volume here. Tekken Ball. I think you have a limited roster here for Tekken Ball. Who would like to take on Chris in Tekken Ball?
I'll do it.
Katie. All right.
I was running to the nose thing.
So here we go. Chris is getting it going.
Is it locked? I don't know. My thing's not moving.
I think your cursor is like highlighting, right?
It looks locked.
Is it?
Well, I can't move any characters.
You can't move. One sec. Maybe deactivate, reactivate. That should do it. Yeah. Or, oops.
I don't know anything anymore.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That one? Oh,
yeah. And presto.
No way. It actually worked.
But it's in black and white now. Oh, wait. No, we might be good. We may be good. Oh, wait.
Zoomed in or something.
I know. There we go. It's in black and white.
Interesting. Oh,
that's odd.
Deactivate. Yeah, reactivate one more time.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Is the game in black and white?
No.
It was in color earlier.
Yeah, it was just in color a minute ago.
Does it matter?
I can try to do the capture card thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not, Hira? I will deactivate that. We are going to take a quick pause while we get that going again here. I am just going.
You are going down.
All right. So, Chris, what's your favorite Tekken of all the Tekkens?
You just throw that at me. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. As our good buddy Santino.
I don't know. Really. 5 was really fun.
Yeah, I played.
I remember that one. I played a lot of that.
About core one-on-one Tekkens.
Yeah. What was that?
The core single-player Tekkens one-on-one. Yeah, yeah. I love both original Tag and Tekken Tag 2.
I could get to the point in I think 5, or maybe it was 3, where I could play like go through the story, like the main story on like the hardest difficulty and win.
Oh, hey, there we go. We got color.
Huzzah. We got color. Woo!
Yay! Thank you, Paul.
Yay, hombre. All right.
All right. So, Paul will be taking on Chris in...
Ooh, see, panda?
I think someone has to pick the panda after all that hype we just gave it. Yeah,
that's Paul. Oh, I can do random, I guess. I really don't know. Devil Jin, that's Paul's
Devil
favorite.
Devil Jin. Oh, my gosh. This cast of
Jin is back.
Brian
June?
Ferry. Is
Where's my guy? Huarang.
Huarang? He's around here somewhere.
Huarang.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Katie, any experience with fighting games outside of Pixel Pros?
Leroy Jenkins.
Smash Brothers?
Yeah. You would know. I wouldn't.
I'm just guessing.
Honest.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that's kind of like a go-to Nintendo game in a lot of people's rotations, right?
I don't even know. Smash? Who should I be? Okay, I'll be the panda. I'll screw it. I'll mess around.
Yeah.
Wrestling game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the wrestling games, yeah.
There you go. I don't know what that says. Big wrestling. Pick the ball?
Oh, with the big, super roided out wrestlers?
Yes.
WWE All-Stars, I believe.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Where they would like jump 100 feet in the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep, that was a good one.
Hawaiian.
You and Paul almost beat each other up in that game, I remember.
That was fun.
Almost.
Yeah, all of a sudden, just like Paul and Cage just went after each other, so and they're just taunting. Okay.
Oh. That was a good time.
Yep.
I won.
Yep, Katie won. Oh, gosh, that panda.
Oh, you're sorry.
So, yeah, there they are. Tekken ball. They got a volleyball shaped a globe. So you're supposed to get the ball to land on their other side, either land it, or you get to kick the ball at each other to take down their HP. You can see there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
Can I cross the thing? Can I? Oh.
Actually. Yeah, heck yeah. So you got the best of volleyball and fighting games combined in here. So, Chris, are you taking away his health if you're saying screw volleyball? I'm just going to punch you in the face.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh,
so yeah, you want to kick that ball at your opponent.
I can't go across the line.
So yeah, you got your own limit to go.
I don't know what I just did.
Where did the control?
Oh,
you did something that hit me bad.
Oh, 10 seconds. Paul's down to a sliver of life, though. Chris may be able to finish him. Okay. Oh.
He did something that made me lose all my life.
Round two. Here we go. So these mini games, and I love Tekken Bowling in Tekken Tag Tournament. And Tekken Tag, I think three has it. Oh, gosh. Can't go wrong Tekken Bowling. But this Tekken Ball, volleyball,
there's
and
no
fighting.
Net. That's not even a real volleyball. Oof.
Well, they're you know, it's you remember in middle school, Battle Ball? This is reminding me of Battle Ball a little bit. But now you can hit and push each other. Gosh, Battle Ball was so much fun.
How are you doing that?
I don't know.
So can you just do like button combinations there, Chris, to get the ball across like a special attack?
No idea. I'm just hitting buttons. Oh boy, I don't even know moves.
Literally.
Looks like Paul's down to about 10% life here. Chris is about...
Paul, you really got me there.
It's about same health status here
me?
Now.
Uh-oh.
Now Paul has the advantage on health. Oh, KO!
I don't know. Who got KO'd? Oh, I did. Okay.
Chris got a dead panda.
That's illegal in China.
Yeah, dead panda. what the heck is this?
I don't know what I'm doing.
That's like a super hyper combo volleyball attack.
Super hyper... Whoa!
What the hell? Animal cruelty, yo.
I just realized I was in the middle.
There we go. Gosh, Chris, powering up more strategy.
I got short appendages, so I can't do anything in this thing.
You can't. This is for all the marbles.
Well, no. Oh, God dang it.
Looks like...
No! God dang it.
About even health-wise, both characters are about 40% health. Oh, nice little Hadouken.
I don't know how he's doing that.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
How did that not work?
Chris. The win. All right. Not too bad.
All right.
Maybe me and Katie give a go at it here. All right. Oh, look at that panda. All right.
Panda's adorable.
Katie, maybe go down one there. There we go. Maybe X button on that. There we go. Select character. So which one to be? Where's Bake? He's got to be in here, right?
Who?
Bake? Bike? He was in Tekken Tag.
Yeah, that's Hwarang's teacher.
I'm not sure if he's in this one.
Chris, it says press something.
Yep, press the options button.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, Kitty, press this button. Yep, there we go. Okay. Yeah. What happened to good old select and start?
I don't know, man.
My PS5 is still in its box. I'm not used to the controller yet.
Dale? Ryan. You can't keep bringing that up because then I just get ticked off and I'm going to start swearing because you have this PS5 sitting in a dang box and you haven't... freaking open it yet.
I don't know. I hear the system's good or something.
Oh, man. I'm going to knock you out, son.
Oh, you know, I got to be Yoshimitsu, the samurai sci-fi cyborg creature. Yoshimitsu. Yeah. Hey, hot question for the table. Paul just got infected with the virus from Halo where the characters just freeze in time there.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
You remember the Halo TV show?
Yeah, just
show?
Choose the ball. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Katie, what ball should we have here?
Just a regular ball.
Regular ball. Beach ball.
Get that beach ball.
100% damage. Here we go. Oh, your armor or king, the wrestler. Heck yeah.
I'm like half.
No, that's the wrestler. He's just wearing a wrestler mask. All right.
He's a luchador. Oh! Hit the ball. Oh, no.
He already knows what he's doing.
No, I don't. This is my first time playing this game.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a PS5.
Dale, I'm going to knock you out.
Or I don't have a PS5 that's hooked up.
Uh-oh. Didn't you buy, like, Mortal Kombat 1, 2? Yes. And haven't even... Oh, Dale. And didn't it take, like, 4 months to get to your house or something?
Yeah, well, I had the Xbox version on pre-order, but then it got kept getting, like, oh, we can't find the copy, we can't find the copy, and then they canceled it.
I got Mortal
Kombat. You work there, don't you?
I don't know. I work here at GFBS. Yeah, where else would I work?
I bought Mortal Kombat 1, went through story mode, and have not touched it since.
Kind of the same. I'll get on with, like, the new characters.
Oh, come here
on.
We go. Come back.
Check out their fatalities.
Oh,
great. Who won?
Oh, I think I just had a
barely
heroic comeback with, like, 2% life.
Oh.
That's how you kick.
Yeah, the top two is, like, you know, left punch, right punch, and then the X and the circle are, like, left kick and right kick.
I don't
know. You're just dancing.
Yeah, now you're just juking and jiving.
Katie, the shoulder buttons, like your L and R, they do, like, your special attacks here.
Oh. Oh.
I did some special attacks earlier.
If you do the, like, shoulder buttons, your R1, or like, your the buttons you would fire weapons with in Mario Kart, those do special attacks.
You have to relate everything to her in Mario Kart terms, or what? You shoot your shell, honey. Just shoot your shell.
Aww.
This is a PlayStation. Oh, that's some sword.
Oh. Ah, where'd we go? Oh,
uh-oh.
What the hell?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I have no clue what that was.
Get it!
1 second! Oh!
I think. Oh, right at the end.
Oh, you just took a ball to the face.
Singular.
Oh, gosh.
Not plural.
Wait. C&B trophy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the C&B trophy?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so good stuff. Should we leave it here then? So we'll do the tournament in the back half of the show here?
Sure.
All right, good deal. So what did you guys all think of Tekken Ball?
It's dumb.
Hey, these Tekken mini games, they are like one in of a... I love Tekken Bowling. Legit love Tekken
Bowling. Bowling was good.
Yeah, it is freaking awesome. I love it. But, yeah, probably Tekken Tag Bowling. You got those awesome pins and all that. Yeah, 5 stars all the way. Okay, so next up here, we got, I guess, speaking of weird sports and all that, you know, we just did some Tekken Ball, volleyball. We like another game with balls here. Golf balls? Let's hear from our friends at Albatross Indoor Golf Club.
Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around a golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
Welcome
back.
I like big balls. The balls that I've held for pleasure are the balls I like best.
Paul was just informing us all about the many great golf accessories he uses when he plays.
Yes, Paul, go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah, I just really...
What are your thoughts on balls? And accessories that come with said balls.
Everybody loves a good tea bag.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
We got the bad joke police en route. Bad joke police. Wanted. Paul Kronelka. Your consequences, 18 months of watching nothing but Saturday Night Live, Beavis and Butthead sketches.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Paul just showed it to me earlier today.
I just saw it. Yeah, we just watched it last night. That was pretty funny. I love it when they can't even, like, can't keep it
together. Katie, have you seen this?
No.
Saturday Night Live had a legit good sketch for... Yes.
Yeah, after 30 years.
Oh, my gosh. Just search Beavis and Butthead in crowd Saturday Night Live. It's great
SNL
stuff.
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty funny.
No, and it's great, too, because no one can keep a straight face in that. And those... like not since the old cowboy sketch there with Will Ferrell and and what's his name?
Ryan Gosling was a host, and we watched the skits and a lot of his skits. Yeah, he couldn't keep it together, so that's what makes it funny is when people can't keep their shit together. Pardon my French.
Or like the Chris Farley van down by the river. Gosh, it's right up there with that. It's that the how the characters just keep breaking nonstop.
One of my favorite parts of that skit is when he's like, "Haven't you seen Beavis and Butthead?" And she's like, "No, I was hot. I was partying.
No, I'm pretty. I was out prettying.
Yeah, I was pretty. I was hooking up.
Or like when partying. she first turned to the guy and she broke, and she's like, she can't laugh, and then she just keeps laughing. It was pretty funny. Oh.
Well, I'll shoot you some links, Katie. I'll shoot you some links. See it. Yes, good stuff. But I guess speaking of us just being guilty of laughing at these just easy low hanging fruit gags, I want to know what kind of things you are guilty of in the video game realm. What kind of video game crimes are you guilty of? And I believe we got a picture for this discussion segment topic. I looked up video game crime characters, and we got the kind of like the greatest hits there of a lot of Grand Theft or Rockstar games. We got Nico Bellic of GTA 4, L.A. Noire, one of the main detectives in that game. I believe that's Red Dead Redemption, your head honcho there, and then Scarface.
Which one's Red Dead Redemption?
I think that's on the left. Isn't that Dutch?
No, that's the Disco Elysium.
Or is it Disco? Oh, okay. I thought it was...
That's the main guy from Disco Elysium.
I thought it was like the leader of your gang in Red Dead Redemption 2. No? Okay.
Dutch,
right? No? Okay. I am mistaken. So,
I do a really good Arthur Morgan impression. My wife hates it. And every time she asks me anything, I just go, sure.
Oh, God.
And then, like, after about a month and a half, she's like, just talk to me normally. Sure.
Which way to Valentin?
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
Well, sure, I could do that.
So, video game crimes, you guys were like, Dale, what the hell are you talking about? Then I listed some examples for you guys, and then all of you got all these shit-eating grins on your faces like, oh, wait, I'm guilty. I am guilty. So, for the audience, while you're thinking
about
this...
Did Dale just say shit?
Yeah.
Dale said it, so it's fine now.
I said hit. No. I don't know what you guys got dirty. You guys got dirty minds. Hit, your minds are in the gutter.
Grins? I don't even know what that means. Hit eating grins?
Nope. You guys are all guilty of false accusations. But, so here are some examples. We want to hear what the users in the chat have to say. Are you an abuser of cheat codes? Dirty tricks when playing a game or against friends? Have you turned off a gaming console before a game was finished so the opponent couldn't bask in the thrill of victory? Have you unplugged a friend's controller during a game? Have you stole or borrowed a friend's copy of their game and forgot to return it? Have you ever had any over-the-top gamer rage moments that involved either chucking a controller and breaking something or any physicality, any violence? Have you kept any gaming rentals too long and forgot to return them? Evil gaming purchase, then exchange tricks. Have you ever gotten to an actual fight over a video game? Some of the many examples. Chris, you're the guest. Let's start with you.
Well, I mean, like, cheat codes. What do you mean? Like, cheat codes to...
Have you, like,
what way?
Maybe have you, like, abused...
That's a broad spectrum.
Have you abused a cheat code so bad? Like, have you beaten an entire game with, like, an invincibility cheat code?
I've beaten the original Contra with the 30 lives. That's the only way to beat it.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
Hey, you still go through 30 lives like nothing in Contra.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, then you do it again and you can get
so
more,
it, you
still.
Just, you need minimal skill to get through it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if that's abuse, I guess...
But, like, have you ever...
Mario Brothers, you know, I did the warp things, and I warped...
That's part of the glitched. Game. It's strategy.
Okay, so that doesn't count?
Built into the game, those warp zones.
I don't know. I've been accused of cheating, but I haven't cheated.
Yeah.
I would play my friends in Tekken back in the day, and they would accuse me of, quote, my 21-button cheat code to beat them.
Oh, dude, you're using cheats, like man. He's cheating.
But that's just, you know, pure skill on my account, because I was the bee's knees, as they say, the cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, okay. How about any of the other examples I listed? Are you guilty of any of those other
Not games? Really. I don't think so.
Never, like, broke a controller, chucked a controller off?
I almost did the other day, but no, I haven't thrown a controller. I've maybe, like, what's a throw? I've, like, you know, slammed it on my couch or whatever, maybe. I don't know. I know some people that just snap it and break it and throw it. I know people like that. But I've never done that. But innocent. Like I said, I was really close last week over or something, but... Mm-hmm.
How about, have you ever gotten into an actual fight over a video game with a friend? Just all of a sudden, things got a little too heated and you started shoving each other? And
no, they just get pissed and quit.
Just
so.
Get pissed and quit. Okay.
It's like, I don't want to play this anymore. And then to be fair, okay, like, I was playing my wife once, and then she got pissed and threw the controller on the couch, and it bounced and smacked me in the face. Does that count?
Yes. Yes. That is guilty.
And we haven't played a fighting game since, so I don't
know. You got a domestic disturbance here.
Yeah. No.
Oh, gosh. How about, have you ever borrowed a friend's game and forgot to return it?
People usually borrow my stuff, and then they do bring it back. So.
Really? There you go. There you go.
I don't think I really borrowed
it. Sounds like you're a gaming angel.
I can be. I don't know.
No. Actually, no. That's actually pretty good. Chris has...
Pretty boring.
I'm declaring you. You got a clean cred. There you go.
Okay. Clean cred. Bill of health.
Yeah. Right. Clean bill of health. Paul, I'm sure you're completely A. No crimes committed, right?
Oh yeah, I'm just a saint.
Saint, right?
Yeah. No. Okay. So one of the first ones that comes to mind is SimCity, the original.
Oh yeah, with all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the unlimited money.
Yep, I did that.
You know. And you mentioned Contra. Obviously, you had to do that.
I like Grand Theft Auto, you know, you do the thing to get all the weapons and see how long you can survive. Oh, yeah. I've done
that. But
that's
more for, like, fun. It's not really to, like, beat missions or anything.
Yeah. Once you put the code in, I don't think you can beat the story. I think it, like, locks it. I think
you only can do it in, like, free play mode.
I think the biggest one that everybody is guilty of, because back in the day, before you could have multiple Xboxes and stuff, don't look at the other person's screen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bond.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're looking at where they are, you know.
Okay, if that counts, I've done that, yes.
Yeah. And then, I had a rage moment one time. My parents had just remodeled the one of our bedrooms, and they wallpapered it, because that's what people did back when, you know, they're...
60s?
Yeah. Yeah. So... So they wallpapered the bottom of this room, and I was on my 55th retry of trying to beat Bison in Street Fighter.
Yep.
And my foot ended up going through the wall.
Whoa. Okay, that's a little too much there.
Whoa.
I didn't even think I could do that. I was only like 12.
In 1960?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's not like you can just paint over it, because it was wallpaper.
You done messed up, boy.
Yeah. So I got my Super Nintendo taken away for...
Oh, no.
How long?
Oh, no.
I think like a month or
No. What? That's it? 1 month? God dang.
Hey, you got off easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a light sentence.
But you know what? Bison is a bitch.
Yes.
He can be. Yeah.
Yes.
He just kept doing the flip kick. Yeah. Just kept doing the flip kick.
I was only able to beat Bison once on Super Nintendo, and that was with Bison. I beat Bison with. So, I had a result to his own tomfoolery to meet his match. Oh. Any other ones that come to mind, Paul?
Not really offhand right now. I mean, I play a lot of Soul Calibur when I was in college, and I would...
That would be the 70s?
Yeah. Soul Calibur 2, so it must have been
80s. That's 80s. Early 80s,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Early 80s.
Yep. Yeah. You know, you get frustrated, but I think that's pretty much about it. I'm trying to think of some other... I mean, you could get the Game Genie.
Oh, yeah. Game Genie could get really
can't really remember what games I even really used that on.
I never did the Game Genie.
Katie. There's an evil laugh.
Yep.
What sinisterness have you been up to for your gaming crimes?
Oh, are you talking about the last time that you cheated on the show?
Yeah, actually. What? I got lots of help.
When was that?
Yeah. Mario Kart.
Yeah.
For the C&B trophy?
A different trophy.
Oh, sorry. Yes. No, that was for the belt. Yes.
Maybe that big time. Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. What a name. Okay, so we all know Chicken Horse by now. We all know what that game is. You know what that game is?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Oh, one of the show's favorites. We'll have to play it. Have you on to play it another time here.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, there's like 20-some levels, rough estimate. You have to, like, play to, like, unlock the level.
Every time you'd play, sometimes you get the level select screen, and a question mark would be over a level once every, like, 4 or 5 matches, and that would be how you unlock a character, a stage, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody just Googled how to unlock every single level, and there's a cheat code to Chicken Horse, apparently.
You just press a few buttons, and they all unlock?
It's online, and it worked. I didn't believe it at first.
And they took all the fun away out of unlocking everything.
That's all the fun.
Yeah, all the fun. All those hours. Because I know we unlocked a bunch of levels.
We unlocked everything legit here in the studio.
For like 3 hours straight after a show. Because I was like really addicted to that game, Chicken Horse, at the time.
Well, I think we played it a lot like after hours, just after other shows. And we'd be like, oh, let's do some more Chicken Horse here and there. Many, many hours. And I think one day we just did like a 3 or 4 hour marathon session to get the last few.
Yeah. It was fun. So that, and then Mario Kart. Yeah, I've had someone turn off the game just because somebody doesn't know how to take an L.
They didn't want to see you win.
From a girl.
Oh.
Done. I'm not having this on my record. So.
Oh, no.
Really? Shuts it off. Jokingly, that happened once or a few times.
Once or a few times.
I wonder how many people do that online, you know, because like when you're playing like online like Mortal Kombat and stuff, they rate and they give you the stats and everything. I wonder how many people just cut the feed right before they lose.
I heard they're like cracking down on it to stop people from doing that because people would do that.
Wouldn't like the developers would work stuff into their software where they give like, oh, this person has like a quit percentage ratio or something, so you see people you'd be matching up against, so that would kind of entice people to play games all the way through so they wouldn't like screw up their finish ranking.
There's
or
some
whatever
kind of thing they have, I've heard. Yeah,
it all varies on the game. Yeah, I definitely have people do that to me, you know, in sports games, one-on-one game, you'd play like a 30 to 45 minute long sports game and then you'd be in the last quarter and the player all of a sudden connection lost and it's like, oh yay, I don't think I've did that to anyone else.
But. That's what my rage was last week, was playing Helldivers, and it was like me and like one other guy on a hard difficulty. And I'm like, well, you know, other people can randomly come in, hopefully, but nobody ever did. So we were playing for like 30 minutes, and then finally one other guy came in, so it was three people, which I'm like, okay, this will be easier. And then the one guy kicked me. That was when I almost legitly just like almost threw my controller through because I was like, scream it blank, and then all of a sudden you're back on your ship, and then there's like this kind of animation, and it says, you have been kicked. And I was just like, shocked. I was like, why would he do that? I don't understand. We're having a good game going.
What do you mean, like you were kicked out of the game?
Yeah, the guy kicked me out of the game.
What a dick.
So then, like, you know, in the game you get experience, you know, you finish the level, you get experience, and then you get like samples.
How can he kick you out of the game?
He was the host, so he's the host, so he can kick people off, apparently. So yeah, so, I was angry. So I just quit. I just quit games.
Like, no more.
Day.
No more Helldivers.
I'm trying to turn everything off.
And then just you bounced the controller in your wife's face.
Yep. And then I just left. And then I went outside. And I took my dog for a walk and just got to get
power walking with the dog.
Yeah, power walk with the dog, all angry. I was like,
dog's like, I gotta stop. No, we're still walking.
No, we're moving. Let's go. I gotta pee. No.
No kibble for you, Katie. Any other crimes?
As far as stealing, I didn't steal it. The person just never asked for it back. Twice.
Hey.
Oh, actually, touching on that really quickly, though, because I did have a stealing thing. I stole Resident Evil when it came out on PlayStation.
You did or somebody did?
I think maybe my friend did, actually. But we were both part of it. But it was like one of the best steals ever. Because Resident Evil just turned out to be like, just this amazing freaking game.
So, yeah, so like you rented it and you never gave it back?
No, we were at Blockbuster and we just took like ripped it off the shelf.
Oh.
Ooh.
And then I ended up managing the place too. So
I brought it back. Oh no.
Just sneak it in 20 years later.
It was
where
just like,
come from? I don't know.
But nobody had ever even heard of the game. Right. And we were just like, well, let's check this one out. And then we got it, we started playing it. We're like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
this game is awesome.
It was the bee's knees.
Yeah, like worth it.
The cat's pajamas.
Totally worth the steal.
Oh gosh.
Do you almost crap your pants when the dogs came through the window the first time?
The thing that stands out to me most is the very opening scene when you see that very first zombie.
Yeah.
And he turns his head at you. Yeah.
Katie, the original Resident Evil is notorious for having one of the most, I guess, at that time, scariest moments in gaming history, where you're just kind of walking down this innocent-looking just hallway. And all
like,
sudden,
you do it multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens.
Yeah, okay, so it's like your seventh or eighth time through, right?
Something. And then, like, you know, once a certain part in the story, you got to go buy it again. And then, boom, she's fucking, pardon my French, flipping dogs jump out.
Yep.
I screamed. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And if you get injured, you just need weed to get back into health.
No. They were herbs.
Herbs.
That's right.
Yep.
I think it's pronounced herb.
Herbert's
and Gerberts.
So then he makes the red and the green, and it makes you even stronger.
Oh,
so
yeah, it's that's like, right. Yeah, you get that mixed colt, the what do they call it? The hybrid.
Yep, yeah, the hybrid. The Pineapple Express.
I can't remember. So Katie, I believe you're finishing some of your crimes.
Go ahead, Katie, with the crimes.
So I get this. Kyle, if you're watching, I still have your backyard hockey game.
Oh, he never asked for it back. When was that?
Like 2009. Oh, 10. Wow.
You want it back?
Yeah. Kyle, I still have your backyard hockey game. And then
15 years later?
Yeah, and then Maddie, I have your crossword puzzle game still on the Nintendo.
Was that like another 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There you go. Keeping it in safekeeping. There you go. Oh, awesome.
That's about it.
Okay, well, I'm just innocent all the way. I've done nothing wrong, so...
Yeah, whatever, Tim. Yeah. You've done something.
No. I've definitely done my fair share of cheat codes over the years. I probably had a result to some games using a health item to get through a majority of it. I know Oblivion, actually, I got probably the last Elder Scrolls Oblivion to beat the last, like, 20% of the game, because do you remember they had all those final dungeons in those games where the Oblivion Gates...
I think so.
So, like, these huge dungeons where you're in hell, each one would take, like, an hour and a half to get through, and it's just swarms of enemies going against you, and there was this glitch you could take advantage of online where you just mess with the menus so much, and you could cloak an item, duplicate an item as many times as you want. So, at first, I was just duplicating health potions, but I got tired of just using health after health after health after health against these evil, evil demons that would just plow through your health like nothing. So then, I was like, oh, wait a second. Invisibility potion, so I duplicated the invisibility potion, and I just walked to the end of the dungeon, grabbed the item, closed the Oblivion Gate, and got warped out. I'm like, all right, this is infinitely better.
Infinitely better?
Yeah, so.
Hey, so, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, you know, what was that? That was Contra.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And they used it in a few other Konami games.
They've used it in a lot of them.
Gradius, yeah. Life Force.
I saw something where like they just discovered it was in some old like Castlevania Nintendo 64 game. It's like double or something. I don't know, but I read something about that.
You know, my brother, my awesome brother, has been on the show a few times. I think there's definitely, you know, that good old brotherly love. We definitely things got heated between us a few times. Joey would as a young kiddo, he would just lose it if you would beat him in a game, and I'd have to hold him down. I'm like, no, it's okay. Breathe. He would freak. Sorry, Joe. Love you, bud. No, that's when he was probably like 6 or 7. But
there's no excuse, Dale.
But no, just kidding.
Dropping elbows,
yeah.
Dropping bows.
Oh gosh. Well, then he had to have that damn growth spurt, and that stopped.
Now he's taller than you.
Yeah. I was like, oh wait, no, I can't put a headlock around you anymore. Yep, those days are done. Yeah, but no, it's all brotherly love. No, all good fun. I may have attempted had a fail of an attempt at borrowing a friend's game. And did not pan out so well for me. I think he had Double Dribble at the time at Nintendo, and I was like, oh, I really want this game. And I think I was at his house, and I think my mom came to pick me up, and I was like, oh, I'll play a little trickery. Everyone was playing another game, so I slid a different game over in its place. I flipped it upside down. I took what was walking out with Double Dribble, and I think he must have caught on, because I was like halfway out to my mom's car, and he came charging after me. We kind of just rolled around on the front lawn there for a little bit, and he grabbed that game back. So that ended badly, and I was like, evil 8-year-old Dale. So,
Dale.
Yeah. Yeah, that did not work.
Thievery.
Well, no, it did not. It did not work out.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
No. Yeah. Oh. Evil return exchange trick. Evil 8-year-old Dale. His mischief did not work. Did not win any 1-ups for that one. But
apparently, you sucked at it.
Yeah. It failed. Yeah. Did not win an Ultimate Pixel Pro Championship in that attempt. No. But got into an actual fight to overview. I don't think so. Evil Return Exchange Tricks. I think I got actually a Resident Evil game I did not like, and I just said the copy did not work. Can I exchange it for something else? And yeah, I think that was Code Veronica. Yeah.
You didn't like Code Veronica?
You know, I think that was the first Resident Evil game I played, so I just wasn't used to the tank controls.
Oh.
And I was just like, yeah, what's this game? The first zombie would kill me over and over. I'm like, I only gave it like 5 minutes, and I was like, I don't think I like this. So, but yeah, learned much better after the fact. But yeah, those are my gaming crimes, gamer rage moments. So yeah. Hey, people watching, listening, we want to hear what you have to say. Comment in the chat and we'll read them on the next show. All right, noteworthy new releases coming out over the next couple of weeks here. If any of you heard anything about these, jump on in. Stellar Blade, that's coming out on PS5. That's a big new exclusive, Chris. You familiar with that one?
I know the chick is really hot, and she's the body is like bamming, and the booty is like pow, and the titties are like bam. That's all I know. That's all I've heard. That's all I've heard. Gameplay is supposed to be good. I don't know, but everything that's all everybody talks about is like this chick is like super hot, and people are like freaking out, like why does the guy sexualize everything and blah 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 blah, and like I don't know.
Top Spin
looks good, but anyway.
What game are you talking about?
Stellar Blade.
Well, yep. Now I gotta look it up.
Well, are there any like guys in the guys version?
I think so, but the main person you are is a girl. So,
oh,
and then there's something like, oh, people have already made like a, you know, like a naked suit or something like that for this. I was just like, what? That's all everybody's talking about. Is this what it should be about, the gameplay and everything? Because apparently it's really good.
Well,
but
I gotta know.
Stellar Blade on the PS5.
Everybody's googling.
On new release. See, people are looking up. Okay.
Look, I know something else.
Oh, Katie saw something else.
Whoa, what are you looking up?
Oh, Katie's just got the giggles.
Anyway.
Top Spin. Yes.
Top Spin 2K25. First new entry in the Top Spin tennis series.
This is just basically, what is it, Dead or Alive?
It's kind of like, yeah, like a hack and slash type of thing.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, as far as the chicks, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like the volleyball game.
Yeah, it's got good jiggle physics, you know, stuff like that.
Top Spin 2K25.
Anyway, yes. Katie, hey. You play tennis. What do you think of Top Spin? Go ahead.
Oh, it's a technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Used to make the ball go faster.
Yes. Is that one of your go-to in your arsenal of attacks?
Yes.
That's what she
said. Oh, yeah. This is totally going to be a hentai.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it already is.
I can tell we're... Okay. Interesting.
Katie's,
you're welcome.
Katie got the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Stellar Blade fights cock monster.
What?
Oh, gosh. No, Paul's finding all kinds of... that's peculiar search
now.
Results.
Yeah, that's a week from now.
But yeah, first
that's a week from now.
First,
you gotta give people the time to get into it.
This bonus material.
Yep.
First new Top Spin game in like almost like a dozen years. Those Top Spin games are pretty fun. I used to play the first couple a lot.
I never really played those.
Top Spin 2, awesome 360 launch game. Played way too much of. Braid Anniversary Edition, pretty much coming out on everything. That was one of like the first really, really big indie games on console. Right. Yeah, really huge.
I've tried. I never played. Yeah, I played it and then I never got into it.
Chris, here's another PS5 release coming up. End of the month here. Sea of Thieves, the Xbox exclusive. Microsoft's publishing it. It's got a big fan base. It's got a big following.
That's what I've heard.
Stellar Blade has a cosplay.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot in there. Keep going down the rabbit hole. Keep going down that rabbit hole, girl. You'll get
cosplay
there.
Tournament arrest happening at the scene.
All right. Anyways, and apparently it's modeled after like a real person. So everybody's like, whoa, who's this? Go ahead. I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
Endless Top Ocean Spin. Luminous for the Nintendo Spin. Switch. Oh. Big new Nintendo first party release to the follow up to the Wii games.
What's it called?
Endless Ocean Luminous.
Oh, no.
So a big underwater search game. Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh. Secret talk. Oh,
secret
boy.
Secret talk.
Yes.
Secrets are lies, Katie.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, the time has come. It is time to put the ultimate... There it is.
Don't drop it.
Yes.
I think next time we should have a Stellar Blade tournament for the C and B trophy.
What's that? God. It's just a single... I think it's single player. I don't think it's multiplayer.
I'm back.
So what do? We just watch people play and be like, yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, my lordy. Oh, my lordy.
Yeah. Katie, quit being so sick.
I'm not saying it. Get the camera off me and then I'll say it. Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Are you guys ready for the Ultimate Pixel Pro Championship? Tournament. So here's how it's going to go down. We got our awesome double elimination tournament bracket. We're going to draw 1 through 4. Best each match will be best of 3.
This is going down like Stellar Blade.
All right. Chris, you're the guest. You get to pick a number first.
What am I doing?
Picking a number 1 through 4 to see where you place in the bracket.
7.
7.
1?
1. Chris is... No, that's a 2. Come on, Chris.
What?
Flip, do you think this is a 2? Okay, let put the see. Camera on me.
1.
Oh, you can't even see it. It's all blue. You can't even see it.
That is 3 numbers in 1. Yeah, that is a 7, a 1, and a 2.
I see a 1.
That's a 2.
Are you sure?
I don't know, man.
What, did you write that with your teeth?
Damn, Paul.
No, yeah. People can write with their teeth. Have you seen the movie Million Dollar Baby? But
that happens. You write with their teeth?
Yes. Huh. Lily Swank.
Never seen it. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. I will pick next.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go.
Right, well, Chris will be meeting you in the first 14. Round here. Number one.
Oh, boy. Right. Are you sure? Wait, let me see. Let me see the one.
That's the one.
Okay, that's pretty easy. Yep, that's pretty easy. Yep.
All right. Pick a number, though. We know how it will go.
Whoa. Pretty sure it's those two going a mono, a mono.
Oh, my goodness.
Four.
Or yep, that looks pretty nine. Four. That four looks like nine. A four.
No, it's a four.
Don't trust the lefty's handwriting.
It's an H.
It's
actually.
An H, yeah.
Yep.
Which means Paul's number three.
Well, I got to see the three.
Yeah.
Do I have to play against him?
Yes.
That's what I didn't want happen.
It's just button mashing. Just button mashing.
All right. Ace, well, you can't really F up a three.
Yep.
I mean, you can, but I mean.
All right. Okay, so the tournament is on. Me and Chris will be going against round one. Paul and Katie, round two. So, Mr. Chris.
That's me, Huckabee.
To my left, competing for the ultimate Pixel Pro Championship. He hails from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. His favorite fighting games are Urban Champion, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting HD Deluxe.
True.
And now, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, New Age of Heroes.
Okay,
true. He still has polygons.
I do.
Triangles, squares, crosses, and circles tattooed all over his body.
I do not.
Let's hear it for Ho Diddy, Chris Hoffert.
Future champ right here, folks.
Ho Diddy?
Ho Diddy in the city looking so pretty, so the girls show me their, you know, thing.
Aren't you, like, hiding on an island somewhere?
What? Who would I be? Oh, no, I'm not Diddy. No, not that Diddy.
All right. We'll save the
I'm
other.
I'm the whole Diddy, not Diddy Diddy.
We'll save the other. You cracked them up. I don't know. You got some fans there in the audience here.
I'm wondering if that was that Quinn dude.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness gracious. Aspodacious.
All right, Chris.
That dude?
What? I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know.
All right, Chris.
What?
Me and you, round one. Yep. Let's go.
I'm ready, Betty.
All right, Katie, I'm ready for gameplay when you are.
Oh, yeah.
Betty Bopper, Tilt Topper, let's go.
Tilt? What?
What? Interesting.
All right. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Do I have to hit start?
I don't know. What's that say?
Hit that options button.
Okay, yeah. Hit the options button then. Nope. Here, you got to hit the PlayStation button.
This one?
Yep. Nope, just tap it. Okay. Now hit guest. Yep.
All right.
There you go.
Then options?
Yep, we'll see.
All right.
There we go. Oh, now what? Okay. Yep. All right.
Main menu, maybe?
Yep, main menu. Is that what that says? I can't read it.
Main menu.
Okay.
Woohoo!
It's so
pros.
Tiny.
Pros.
Okay, so all offline.
Right. Yes, versus probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. Down two?
Whoops. Nope, go back. Yes, go back.
Oh, it's getting serious.
I know, I gotta take glasses. Well, I can't even see. Okay, here we go. Player versus player.
Yes, player versus player.
Jesus, he got these bright lights on. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Back in the thick of it. Oh, okay, hit the button. You hit the button.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Something's getting printed. All right.
All these characters. All these characters. Who's your?
Where am I?
Who's your favorite character, Chris?
Well, I want to win. So, I gotta go with my boy that I can't find.
Usually I like Paul, but Panda. if I want to win...
No, I King. Definitely do not want Panda. Here we go.
I gotta be the wrestler. Gotta
Paul,
be,
here we go.
Gotta be King. Paul. Yeah, I like Paul also.
Paul's my dude?
Paul.
Since
Tekken
day
Paul.
One?
Yeah.
Let me clarify. That, Tekken
it's
Paul.
A pretty common thing.
Yep. Paul Phoenix. Arise from the ashes.
Oh, Phoenix. I thought you guys were talking about me.
Have any of you guys ever seen the Tekken movie? The live action.
I saw
movie.
Like the cartoon one. I never saw. I don't think I saw the cart or the live action.
All right, here we go. I'm King.
Whoa,
Paul.
Oh, whoa. Get out of here. Nope. What?
Look at these reversals.
Oh boy.
Wow, that was nice.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Whoa. You ain't got nothing on me. Whoa. Okay, you do. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Oh. What's that?
But whoa, whoop. Nope. Oh! What's all this?
Oh!
10-button combo here going on. Oh, my God, what the thing? What are you doing? Do you even know what you're doing?
Tekken Pro.
Somebody's been practicing.
Yeah, Dale. Oh.
No!
I don't understand why.
Whoa!
The graphics are cool, but why does Paul look like he's just got, like, he's a grunge painter?
Because I'm homeless. Leave me alone.
Yeah. He's got knee pads on, and he looks like he's going to a rock concert. I don't really get it.
Get out of here. Get out of here with your 12-butt combo. 12-butt?
Three amigos.
Ooh, oh, God.
Decisive third fight.
Wait, this is the move on?
Yep, to move on. To move on to the next round. Best of three.
Get out of here.
Oh, what the hell? Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
God, it's been so long since I played this game.
Stop it. What are you doing?
Oh, no!
Oh! Is that a perfect?
No, I think I got... Oh, wait, why is there a four? No, wait, no. No, it was first to... Oh, it's doing best of five. No, it's just... We're just doing best of three. No, you won, Chris. We got to move on.
Okay.
Character select.
Well, where's that at?
Down one.
Well, let's go to the main, and maybe I can switch it to three. Is that main menu?
Yep. So...
Got to take my glasses.
Got to go to the loser's bracket. Loser's bracket. Gotta.
Where's the options? Oh, there we go. Settings. Okay. Settings.
Settings.
You guys gotta read this for me. I can't see nothing.
Game option settings? There you go. It'd probably be in that.
Number of rounds.
Yep, there you go. Yes.
Okay, what?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think you want two.
Two?
Wait, yeah. No. Or no, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
First to two. Yeah, versus yeah. Two, yeah.
Okay. Jesus, you got the camera on me squinting like an old man. What do you got to do? Okay, who's playing? Here we go.
All right, Paul and Katie.
Woof.
Big sigh.
So you hit the options button.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or the equivalent of the start button. All right, there you go. Paul and Katie, which characters do they choose?
Uh-oh. Is Paul Hoarang?
Huarang.
Oh, versus King again. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to remember the rules of the Huarang.
It's like just hit X.
Honesty, integrity.
The three eyes.
Does it matter?
No, there's a bunch of them.
It's just a stage.
No, it's the rules of the Huarang. It's honesty, integrity, perseverance, like self-discipline. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. It's been a long time.
Distraction. What? Distract Paul. Hey, Paul, how about that Stellar Blade game?
Yeah, okay.
Oh! No. With the kidney kick. Oh,
no.
Oh!
Button mash, Katie. The secret to winning at Tekken is down, away, and circle at the same time.
Is it?
That's how I beat the arcade ladder with Paul before.
The whole time?
Yep, down and circle.
Jesus
over and over.
Jesus Louises.
Down, away, and circle.
Down, away.
Yeah, down, away, and circle repeatedly.
Whoa, look at that!
Yes!
Whoa.
Yes! Oh! Double slam combo by Katie. Paul throwing some weak-looking kicks. Weak sauce.
You can't jump.
Oh, it's up on the D-pad to jump.
Jesus, kicking me in the balls.
Katie, oh, Paul's just being relentless. Will Katie mount a comeback here? Paul showing off. Paul will be fighting Chris in the semis here. Yeah.
Dang it.
So should we have Paul and Chris go or me and Katie in the losers bracket here?
Losers go first.
All right.
When I say so.
Select character. Katie may need to go down one there. There you go. Boom. All right. Let's do this. All right. Good old martial law. All right. The beast. King. I love King. He's a wrestler. He does all kinds of great wrestling moves.
He can be the most vicious person on this game if you know how to...
If you can do the 20-button combos.
Yep. Him and Nina.
Oh, yeah. It would, like, break the bones. And I used to know how to do that. Like, grab them. Like, you break your bone, do something, break something else. Yep. Move it around, do something else.
Good luck,
Same with King. Like, he had, like, four or five moves you could sync up together in a row.
Yeah. I think Nino is actually the most... Because she was, like, a keto or something. Just would totally break every bone in your
body. How is... Jeepers, creepers. Sorry, what is going on?
Okay.
Somebody's got a bone to pick. Uh-oh.
Is back block?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
Oh.
Whoa. Tornado DDT. Here we go.
Is that my person that did that?
What happened?
Oh. It said battle replay saved.
Oh.
Good game, Katie.
Good game.
Good game, yo.
No, I want to see this.
All right. Chris and Paul.
Uh-oh.
I will be meeting the winner of these two.
Really? Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, here we go. I think. Yeah.
Which one am
I? Oh, wait. No. Yeah. I'll be meeting the winner of these two. Yeah.
Can I change costumes?
There's something. It sounded like the bottom. I think the thing is covering it up.
Oh, there's probably... Now, Chris, there's like a ton of unlockable stuff in here.
a lot of costume stuff that you can choose.
I would have been Paul, but I didn't want to just completely annihilate you in the first 10 seconds.
Okay. Chris. Sounds fair.
Chris, what can you tell me about this new rage meter?
I can't talk right now.
You burn your opponent.
I can't talk right now.
All new controls in this game. You have
to... There's some kind of rage, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Use your rage, yo.
Like, you get hit a certain amount of time, then you get rage, and then you can...
It's like their new version of a hyper combo.
Something like that, yeah.
What's that? Oh, Paul, you are Paul, right?
No, I'm Paul.
Oh, Chris is the guy on the right. Paul's on the left in the white.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Paul on the left having the early lead as Huarang. So Chris as Paul on the right, or Marshall Paul, or no, Paul, what? Phoenix. Paul Phoenix.
Yep.
Oh, both even life about, down to a little bit of life left. Ooh, it comes out. Chris with a little combo flurry there to get the
I
win
myself
of
a little
fight
bit there.
One. That's just what you need
boy.
To get that little cutting edge of victory here. And now we got... More even, kind of even Steven here. Looks like Huarang just got a wicked super kick in.
Oh, I don't know what I just did.
A little bit of life left for Ho Diddy.
Oh, my gosh.
What a comeback by Huarang to win.
Gosh.
Here we go. Final round to move on to the next match. All right.
Oh,
nice charge attacks.
Son of a bitch.
Ho Diddy sending Paul on the defensive.
Oh, come on!
Perfect! Yeah! Ultimate humiliation! Oh, my God!
God dang it. I mean, it's Paul. It's Paul.
Skin of my teeth, I'll tell you right now. I was just like,
hold on. Let's rematch and switch controllers.
No! We ain't switching controllers.
No, because then I'll be Paul and you'll be Huarang.
Paul
doesn't count.
Paul, you gotta go.
It won't count.
Paul, no, you got... Wait, you guys just want to do a fun one? For what?
Yeah.
So you want to be on the other side?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, this does not count. All right.
No, this doesn't count.
All right, this does not
count. Oh, so I'm Huarang? Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Okay, here
we
go.
Wait, who am I? Okay.
This is not part of the tournament. All right.
This is exhibition?
Yeah, exhibition, I guess. All right, there we go. So Paul is Paul, and Chris is Huarang. So Paul is the Paul in the black leather jacket and denim jeans. Easily defending against Huarang's attack. But right now...
I'm just trying to see if I can remember the controls.
Gosh. Paul loves Paul.
Whoop.
Paul, you must have picked Paul a lot because they had your same name, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, so there you go. Down a little bit of life left. Paul with a first round victory. Here we go. Second round.
Oh, come on. Do the counter.
Oh, counters Chris's grab. Paul trying to send some elbows, which Chris is fending off. Nice flurry of kicks there to send Paul on his back. Flipping away, Paul is on the defensive, not doing well. But
it's not Mortal Kombat. You can't do uppercuts, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Down and up, down and up. Oh, nice flurry of kicks for the KO. One win apiece. Decisive battle coming up here.
Wait, I'm the other guy. I forgot.
Oh, you guys forgot which characters you are.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, gosh. Uh-oh. Oh, man. So, Chris missing with some kicks. Paul getting a few hits in there. Chris down half life. Paul almost full life. Will we be able to come back? Yes, both characters are about the same life bar. Oh, look at this comeback. Paul's down to a sliver of life.
I'm trying to do it.
Hey!
You didn't notice I kept, my guy kept doing this?
Yeah.
It's because I was trying to do a counter move. But you have to time it, perfectly.
Yeah. All right. Chris, I think it's me and Paul here in the loser's bracket here to see who will face you.
Funny.
All right.
Wait, I got to fight Paul again, potentially?
If he beats me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Double elimination. All right, here we go. Okay. Brian Fury, do not let me down.
Man. All right, where is he?
Who are you looking for?
Looking for the panda bear?
Whoa.
Who are you looking for?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Kazuya. Nina Williams, Anna Williams, panda. Oh, are you going to be the panda bear? Dragunov. Yes, yes. Jack 8. Was it the... Chris, I can't believe you don't have Eddie Gordo downloaded.
I'm not paying $8 for Eddie Gordo and his.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh no, he's not in there.
He's not in there. Okay, no.
Chris did not want to pay money for Eddie Gordo.
I don't want to pay the money for. Well, I mean, I'm waiting for the season pass to go on sale. Maybe I'll get it.
But you earn it legit with fight money, right?
Okay,
I'm not sure. Like you can use real money, and yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, I'll be able to find somebody here.
No one's better than Asuka.
Asuka.
No, that's not the Lee I want.
Taking too long to pick an opponent. Disqualified.
Relax your horses. Leo's not bad.
Leroy Jenkins.
We're getting to see all the different people here.
What's a meme? Just look up Leroy Jenkins' origin.
Where's Lee? Like the
just passed him.
The Kung Fu guy?
Yeah, Lee.
Oh, old man.
SpongeBob. I'm like, that sounds familiar.
What? It doesn't look like Jackie Chan though.
Well, that's Law.
No, that's Bruce Lee. Yeah.
Right. Lee. Yeah.
That's not Jackie Chan.
I don't know what you mean.
You know him. He's like the biggest character in Tekken.
I thought martial law was like I know that's their Bruce Lee robot. Like Bruce Lee. Yeah.
And then that's Bruce Lee. No, the one that's Jackie Chan.
Or you think of Hayachi? That's the other big mascot character. Is he selectable? No. He's like
No, the Hachi, Jackie Chan one is.
I don't know.
Sure it was Lee. And this is not Jackie Chan.
Well, Paul, you scrolled through the roster, the entire roster.
You already have. You
want to be? Right, I'll be Asuka then.
Asuka. All right.
Yeah, he's the kung fu guy that would go into all the different stances.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What was his name?
Lee.
Lee Wulong. Yeah, L-E-I Wulong.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Why isn't he in this?
I don't know.
Secluded training ground.
Maybe he's like a character coming later. I don't know.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right
there. Yeah.
Ooh,
hey, that's an expensive camera, guys.
Yeah, brand new camera. All right, here we go.
Oof.
I have no idea how to use this chick.
Whoa!
Oh, wait, maybe I do.
Oh!
Whoa!
Dale, you gotta do something here. That's not it.
I got one punch in there. Oh, gosh. Ooh, gosh. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, TKO.
No, that's a Death Valley driver. Whoop. High kick. Whoop. I don't know what you're doing with the blue lights. Okay. So, yeah, once you get beat down at a certain time, that's when your rage meter kicks in, and then you can do, a finishing move of some sort. I don't remember how to do it. Oh, it's a close one.
Oh, no.
Ah, there I shin go. Kick.
Shin kick. Oh, no. No, not the shin.
Dude, that's the worst, though. The shins?
All right. Paul versus Chris in the grand finals.
Ugh.
Paul, Chris has to be defeated twice since he has not lost yet. So if you beat Chris, you have to beat him again. Does that make sense since this is a double elimination tournament?
Do I have to beat him once or do I got to beat him
twice? You only got to beat Paul once since Paul's already defeated once.
Okay.
Double elimination tournament.
Where does it say select character? Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, boy.
No, yeah, so since Paul...
and you don't have any of the characters that I can use, so...
Yeah.
Cry me a river. No.
Oh, there we go.
Why does this chicken
have
wings?
There's costume selects.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
How did you do that?
She got
square.
There she is.
June.
Miss America.
Why would you pick a...
You'll see.
Okay.
Paul versus June. Grand finals.
Uh-oh.
The GFBS.
And I switch positions for my hand now.
Special fighting style. PS5 fighting style for Mr. Paul. Oh, there we go. Paul.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Bringing it. Oh!
Oh, goodness gracious, aspodacious.
Little dodge and weave. That Chris is having none of, but he's down to a sliver of life. Oof. Will he be able to mount a comeback?
Nope, I don't think so.
Oh, look at that little hip attack. Oh, there
God
we
damn
go.
It, Paul.
There we go. Look at this. What a comeback. Oh!
God dang it.
In the face.
In the face.
Barely. Oh, gosh. Oh, there we go. Chris responds with the uppercut to start off round two. Oh, powered up rage attack. Oh, there we go. Nice little bicycle kick counter. As Paul is ready for Ho Diddy to bring it. But, oh, a little army arm do-si-do. Here we go. Oh, look at that.
Army arm do-si-do.
Stomach punch. One win each. Here we go. Final Oof. Round. Oh, Paul is coming at it with a bunch of kicks and punches, which Chris responds to with heavy-duty punches to the face.
There is no block button.
Oh!
There is no block button.
Victory quote. Back. There we
it's
go.
You were lying. It's not back.
It's back.
No, it's not.
It's back.
Paul has been double eliminated.
Oh!
That back means... is not block. You are lying, sir.
Oh, gosh.
I was blocking some of your stuff.
That... Katie, I think that does it here. We're ready to go back to a main scene if you are here.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, your
main
winner.
Main scene.
Your winner.
Cut.
It out.
Your winner and new
Me?
Pixel Pro champion. Chris O'Diddy Hoffert. You are now a two-time champion.
Am I?
Yeah, you won it once. Now you're on your
so
second
first
title
thing
reign.
I do, first thing to get this
What? No.
I kept it together. You can put it on
okay.
later.
All right.
You should have ripped it.
Put it on there. Boom. Chris, you got the big gold belt.
I do.
Firmly around your shoulders.
I did.
How does it feel?
It's heavy. I forgot. It's been so long since I've held this magnificent belt.
Gold.
Pure gold, 14 karat.
What will the victory party? What will the victory
diamonds.
Party entail tonight?
Absolutely nothing. I'm too old for that stuff. I'm going to the gym. Go home. Hopefully, be in bed by 9.
Woo! Yeah, you're staying up late. You're staying up to 9 tonight.
No. Well, I might read till like 9:30, but then you know it's however long the NyQuil I take knocks me out. Boom. Sleepy time.
Sleepy
I'm gonna go
time.
To sleep.
Yeah. Go to sleep. CM Punk style, right?
All right. But not with a knee to the face, just with the NyQuil to the throat.
Yes.
I
love it. All right. That was epic on all scales. Chris, congratulations. Your new Ultimate Pixel Pro champion.
Two time. Paul, how many times have you been champion?
More than that.
Actually, like three or four, probably.
Three, four times?
Unfortunate.
Three time, four time. So I got a couple more. Right. Okay, so I'm going to lose it.
And you got lucky on
then
that
I'll come
one
back.
Because yeah, you lied and you said that back was
lucky. Ain't nothing got to do with it, foo. It's all skill that pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Hey, we got.
Hey, remember when we talked about getting in a fight when losing?
Huh? I got a weapon. Fuck you in the head with it. Pow!
Okay, well, we will be right back to wind down the show with our last couple of segments right after these words from EyeSight Drone Services. Ooh.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Okay, we are back, and I guess before we wind down the show, we got to make sure to give some love to some other GFBS shows going on this week. Hey, Karma Hansen was in the GFBS studios for the Monday interview to go over all the awesome latest spring safety tips for your kiddos. Want to make sure to keep your kids, keep them safe. Check out the Monday interview with Karma Hansen. Also, Kit Brennan had on Grand Forks City Council candidate Jody Carlson to go over her campaign for the upcoming election on the latest episode of Common Sense Uncensored, so check up to get the latest on that. And on yesterday's Fork Sports Highway, the crew were bamboozled over Caitlin Clark's shockingly low pay as a number one WNBA draft pick.
What's up with that, Dale? Let's discuss.
Yes, yes. It's actually very...
She's not a champion. That's why.
Yeah. Very, very low. Very, very low. She's only getting paid in the five figures.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For the... Yeah, that's crazy. But she's
like
actually...
That glue?
She's getting a seven-figure like Nike deal, though, to
kind of
offset it.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
sure she'll
she's
make
got
a
Nike
money
deal.
As an endorsement.
Yeah.
That's
seven
sure.
figures. So
yeah.
Nice. At least it'll even out, but not really. It seems still pretty weird. But also... All other kinds of stuff they'll be catching up on the latest in the sports world. Check it out. Those are just a few of over a dozen shows we broadcast each and every week here at Grand Forks Best Source. Find them by searching GFBS on your favorite podcast or social media app. All right, guys, we're going to wind things down with quick takes like we do each and every episode. What you've been up to gaming-wise, real-life-wise, otherwise, big weekend plans. Chris, you are the man of the hour, the new Ultimate Pixel Pro champion. What are your quick takes? He's in selfie mode right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Are you TikToking?
No, I'm snapping.
Snapping.
I was
going to
say
God.
Snapchat.
You,
I don't snap. TikTok. I don't talk tick.
Yeah.
I don't TikTok. What is that?
I wasn't lying.
What?
I'm sure that's really, really him. Yeah.
Chris is trash snapping.
Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
What? Quick takes.
President Trump keeps texting me.
I'm sure it's really him.
Yep, sure. Sure.
He's too busy falling asleep in court. It doesn't matter. Because he's not the champion like me. Shit. Pardon my French. Anyway, what? What's going on? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Quick take, Chris. What do you got going
on? I'm on a cough drop high. Quick takes. What am I doing?
Yep. What are you gaming? What
Just
have you
basking
been,
in the gloriousness of this win? Number one? I'm going to celebrate. Again, going to bed at 9, maybe 9:30. Read a good book. We'll see. No, anyway, I don't know.
You've been playing a few other games lately,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, playing games. Like I say, Helldivers, I've been playing that. That's pretty good. Was it Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a long-ass game. That's pretty fun.
I heard they switched so many things up in that.
Well, I don't know. I haven't got that far because there's just so many dang mini-games. That's the kind of thing. There's just so many mini-games. And then like you got to get like a certain points to advance and stuff. So it kind of sucks, but it's still fun.
Favorite character in the Rebirth?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Tifa, fine as hell, but, you know, whatever. Destiny, I've been playing that because we're getting it last 2 months before the last big expansion comes out. So there's, like, a new mode that came out for that. Been playing that. Bought some games. Haven't touched them.
I know that.
Too busy playing other stuff. Hey, at least I opened up my PS5 out of the box. But, you know.
I'm waiting for the one-year mark to open
Dale,
up.
Dale, if that happens... I'm just going to come over to your house and I'm just going to take your PS5.
I made it a goal for me to unpack it and hook it up by the end of the year.
Mother trucker.
It's on my list of goals for the year.
Man, this guy. Other than that, watching some shows. Like I said, I want to get in that Fallout. I haven't watched it yet.
Looks amazing.
Going on vacation next week, so I don't get to work. So that's, we're just going on a road trip to South Dakota.
Hey, there's a lot of stuff to do in South Dakota.
Bringing the dog, so we can bring the doggo with and explore the vast unknown that is.
Going to Mount Rushmore?
South Dakota, no. Sioux Falls or something? There's like waterfalls all around there. I don't know.
Going to Waldrug?
Where's that?
There's a billion billboards for it. You can't miss it.
I'm sure you can, but because I've never heard of it. But where is it?
Well, once you get in South Dakota, you'll see the signs.
Like what part of South Dakota is it in?
I think middle of South Dakota.
I ain't going there. That's too far away. Nope.
Paul, you've been there?
Nope.
Katie?
I've heard of it. I know what you're talking about.
Waldrug?
South Drug Dakota? Walls?
No, I've never been.
Oh,
there.
Big tourist attraction in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. There's like it's like one of those. If you ever seen like one of the TV show tropes is you see a billboard for a tourist attraction every 2 miles that you just have to check it out because they're showing you a damn billboard every 2 miles. Mm. They show you a billboard every 2 miles along the interstate for Waldrug.
Mm, no,
it's like a throwback 1800s mini mall, complex.
No, I think I've heard. I know what you're talking about, but yeah,
that's actually pretty cool.
No, we're just going to be around Sioux Falls and stuff like that and check out, like again, waterfalls and parks and stuff because we got the dog, so we can't do too much stuff, outdoorsy stuff. Hopefully it doesn't rain or storm or anything.
Heck yeah.
Or snow.
Yeah. Well, I heard something about that on the radio. They were saying maybe snowing. That'd be blowing.
Boo earns.
Mm-hmm. Paul, to you.
Okay. So I thought I had the title belt there for a second.
You ain't got nothing.
But, you know, I wasn't able to play with Lee.
Lee Wulong,
so that was kind of a hindrance. But, you know, I mean, Paul's got those hard-hitting hits. I mean, as soon as he makes contact, there's really nothing
that's what
you
got to do.
So, yeah.
Hey, Chris has had the most experience playing this game before, so he had that working in his favor.
A whole 5 hours.
Yeah.
Six hours. If you go to the screen, it'll tell you. If I go to the home screen, it'll tell you. It's probably like 6-7 hours. It's not that much.
I know.
I did the story mode, and that was it.
Hey, how was the story mode in this game?
I don't know. It was okay. If you really like gin, because you play like 75% of it, you're gin.
Yeah, I know. That's
and then annoying. You're double gin. I like Mortal Kombat because it's like, you know, you're like four fights with Johnny Cage, and then you're four fights with this guy, and then four fights with this guy, you know, kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. Tekken's kind of gone downhill.
The storyline's a little, but, you know, whatever.
I always like the combos that you could, like, you have the button combos that to be able to get. You know, like King to do all the different wrestling moves and everything, you know, back in the day when I was actually a gamer.
Katie, who was staring at?
I thought I saw someone walking by, so I'm just following.
But yeah, Noah, my kid had his birthday yesterday, so we did that. And then
happy birthday!
And then this weekend.
Which one? You have like 8, don't you?
Yeah. No, I got 4.
Is it the wrestling one?
Huh?
The one that you had like the wrestling
reveal
gender
party?
Reveal?
No, that was my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I know how many daughters and sons you have.
In any case. And then this weekend, I got to go, and my brother-in-law is getting married, so I'll be doing that. Ooh. And, yeah, I mean, for the upset of the, you know, the victory, you know, you brought up that video game with that, what was it, the chick? Game the Blade Steel or something.
Stellar Blade.
Yep. So I'll probably just do a little bit of reminiscing. I'll
do a bit of market research.
No. I'll break out the old PlayStation, put in some Tomb Raider, and rub one off.
Call the police!
Woo! We're going there. Like, we're talking, like, PS1 polygonal?
Yeah.
Like, the big pyramid things? Not the more recent, more accurate ones?
Oh, no.
Hey, they just did the remaster for the new system. So they remastered all those old games on new systems. So you can play those games with, like, kind of more modern graphics.
No, I like the remakes, not these remasters. The remakes were really good. No, but.
You got to go with the original.
OG. OG. Mm-hmm. Any other quick takes, Paul?
No, that's it.
Well, you heard what Paul's quick takes will be this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to meet you real quick this weekend. Boom! Get a quick jerk after work or something, you know?
I don't know quick takes for me.
All right, Katie, go. Yo. Katie,
quick takes.
What's quick takes?
You got to have some, girl. Come on. Come on.
Oh, no, I'm laughing so hard.
It's all good.
I played Terraria.
Terabithia.
Terabith.
Terraria. Yeah,
Terraria, and then I played Tekken, and I like Tekken. I like the volleyball game.
Yeah, the volleyball game was fun. Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Still rocking that Mario Kart?
Yeah, I actually played it last week.
Last week?
Yeah, still playing it, sort of. Took a little break. Lost. Second place, Dallas.
Actually, I did some online Mario Kart. I did online playing Mario Kart about a month ago. Yeah. I met a few people online. We played some Mario Kart, and it was actually...
Really?
And, like, the Nintendo Switch connection actually worked pretty good. So, like, no drops in online play. It worked well, and yeah.
Actually, I gave my nephew my old Switch, and he got that. I'm just waiting for him to get that Nintendo Online thing, and I'm gonna whoop that boy's butt in Mario Kart.
As actually somewhere in town, they did a Mario Kart tournament for Mario Day on March 10th.
Oh, yeah.
I did that a month ago. And we did eight races. No, we did four races. I won one of the four races, but I didn't come out top of points. I got second in points.
That's something.
I won one of the races. I was happy. I'll take that as a victory. So, yes, that was fun. Katie, any other quick takes? Any fun weekend festivities ahead?
Earlier this morning at 11. I know what I'm talking about. 11. Central played. At Choice.
Oh, yeah.
Match. Central Gulf Tennis, their first match of the year. They were supposed to play yesterday, but it was too windy and too cold.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game,
Oh,
right?
It was outdoors?
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Mm. That's crazy because today's supposed to be even colder than yesterday when they were originally scheduled. Too. How many hoodies were all the players wearing?
They were inside.
But they put the game outside?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was supposed to be outside. It's inside.
But they're still wearing hoodies inside, right?
No.
It's too hot now.
At Choice.
Yeah, they could wear hoodies while they play inside if they want, right?
They don't wear hoodies. It's a girls' tennis match. They're in their tank tops and short shorts and sweating and crying. Oh.
Pray tell.
Keeping them in check, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's about it. Too cold. Too cold for outside matches.
Yeah, too cold. Yeah,
Tuesday got postponed, too.
Races got canceled this weekend for Devil's Lake. That was heartbreaker. Looking forward to that.
Like in Devil's Lake?
Yep. Oh. Yeah. But next week, they're supposed to be on. So, yeah.
In Devil's Lake?
Yep. Devil's Lake. Yeah.
It's like a four-hour drive from
here. Well, it's an hour. They do the jump.
To Devil's Lake?
No.
To the Devil's Lake Speedway, it's an hour.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
Devil's Lake Speedway is about an hour away.
Oh, well, if you go to speed limit.
Oh, yeah.
Like a regular person.
Speed limit.
It's a little over an hour.
Katie, how long does it take you to get to Devil's Lake Speedway?
Like 45 minutes.
45?
Whoa!
What are you going, like 80?
Maybe like 50. 50 minutes.
Oh, 50 minutes.
You must be going like 90 miles an hour.
If you're going 50, it's going to take you an hour and a half.
An hour? What are you doing? The math is not logically sound.
He's got to slow down or own whatever.
Katie knows the hot spots to slow down.
Oh, you know where all the coppers are at?
I
do. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Katie the criminal.
Woo! Yeah.
Yep.
That's about it.
Yes, yes.
Oof, still coming up.
Katie, the speed demon. Vroom, vroom.
Getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Race season is almost
here.
How
many tickets did you get? Have you gotten any speeding ticket at all?
Disclosed.
Okay, so she's gotten picked
up. Oh,
all right.
Disclosed.
You mean undisclosed? If you say disclosed, that means you have to disclose it to me.
Oh, we'll talk about it after.
Oh,
okay. As for myself, well, later tonight I'm going to Fargo Force Hockey, and then I got playoffs starting tonight.
Tonight?
Yep, playoffs for the Fargo Force.
When do you sleep?
Yeah, Saturdays. But, Fargo Force
Hockey. Are you going to drive to Fargo in your state?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's only an hour away. Yeah, they play tonight.
Oh, okay.
They go against the Tri-City Sky. Yes, it'll be good. It'll be good. And weekend should be good though. I'm gonna catch a concert tomorrow. Well, who's that guy coming to town? Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Yep. Going to that.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You beat me to it. Oh my god. Get out of my head.
Get out of my head. Yep.
No, I don't like him either. I just saw it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, okay. Celebrity.
Gross.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Country.
Blech. Yep.
His voice is so like
I don't even know
altered.
His voice. I don't listen to that.
Because he was a YouTube guy before he was like big. And if you listen to his YouTube videos compared to his like songs that you can hear on the radio, it's not even the same person. So they...
Just, they just got better with age, right? Yeah. They honed their craft into becoming an exquisite artist.
And I don't know if he's black or white or... But...
You're on your own on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this guy.
Bring Florida...
I don't even know who he is, so...
Bring Florida Georgia Line to Grand Forks.
What?
Florida Georgia Line.
What about it?
Great band.
Okay. I saw them live.
No, you did?
Uh-huh.
Where? Here?
Oh, wait, no, I didn't. No, it wasn't Florida Georgia Line.
Love
it was,
them.
They
got good tunes.
No, it was a different one that was kind of like the same. Because they're all like the same.
It's country music. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got family visiting in town this weekend. Should be a packed weekend. Looking forward to it. Well, unless you guys have anything else, Paul, you remember that band?
I remember I'm the champion.
No, God, what was I going to say?
Wake up in the morning and I piss us excellence.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
I don't know. My brain just derailed. I was going to say something and now it's like, it's just not. It left the station.
So you did or you didn't see the band? Florida Georgia.
He saw a band. He just doesn't remember the band.
Okay.
Yeah.
What band? Nobody knows.
All right.
Okay.
That will wrap up this episode of Midwest Dale. Super Pixel Pros. 2 hours. No, 2 weeks later, we're back. Hey, Paul, you're going. Just
2 hours.
Beard down to here.
Yeah. What was the name of that band? He's just sitting there. Just, I haven't showered in 2 weeks.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, boy.
My new favorite country singer is Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Night, everyone.
See myself out.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks again. Thanks again for joining us today. Many thanks to number one Eddie Gordo fan and your new Ultimate Pixel Pro champion.
That's me.
Chris.
Get this out of the way.
Ho Diddy. Welcome. Thank you for coming on. Always a blast having you on. Oh, my gosh. Sleep well and celebrate well tonight.
Oh, man. 9 o'clock can't come soon enough.
Many thanks to Charging Chi Master Sensei Paul.
Yeah. Hard loss today.
Many thanks
to... You'll get used to it after a while. It's fine.
Hey!
I love it.
Many thanks to quizzically quintessential producer Katie.
How do you come up with these? Quizzidential.
Alliteration, yo.
Quizzidential, what? Okay.
Quizzically quintessential producer Katie.
Oof. Thank you all.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe, follow GFBS on all the social media and podcast platforms. And help support us by going to the GFBestSource.com website. Hit that donate link on the top. Got to keep those lights on, folks. We will see you all in 2 weeks, where we will be throwing out a cavalcade of snow-laden tricks on the original Xbox. Until then, thank you for having us part of your day. We will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.